You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite your children ages 5 to 11 to our vacation Bible school. Living Word Church is having vacation Bible school the 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that is next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that is specifically for children between the ages of 5 through 11. Their theme for Vacation Bible School is God of the Universe and letting our children know that they are God's handiwork. So all children are welcome. You do not have to be members of Living Word Church to participate, but you do need to be registered. So you can go to the Living Word Church Cocoa Facebook page to find the link to fill out the Google form to register your children, or you could come in person to Living Word Church, and we have that available for you before, after, and during our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. As we go forward, we're going to begin a new teaching series, Rooted in Christ. How do we bear fruit? By being rooted in Christ and being Spirit-led. So today we're going to begin in Acts chapter 10. We're going to go line upon line.
Yes.
Read, sister.
Beginning at verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always.
Okay, so we could stop right there. And it sets out to tell us there was a, what kind of man? A certain man. Where did he come from? Caesarea. What was his name? Cornelius. A centurion. A centurion of what was called the Italian regiment. So we get the whole background of this guy here. Mm-hmm. Centurion from the Italian regiment, and he's a devoted man, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. In verse 2. So this man is a devoted man. And this man fear God. So we see the characteristic of him here. And so we need to learn. Go ahead.
Not only him, his whole household.
Also.
So he cultivates and he walks out what he talks and what he believes.
That's exactly right.
It caused then his whole household to also fear God, to have reverence for God. And then he gave.
That's what we're going to come into it now. Think about this guy, because the whole month we're going to talk about when the Spirit leads. Mm-hmm. Not when you lead or I lead. The qualifier there is when the Spirit leads. Mm-hmm. What follow? Fruit. Mm-hmm. Fruit will grow. So we pick up, we're going to see what happened here from why this topic is so important. When the Spirit leads, the evidence of that, fruit grows. Mm-hmm. If the Spirit is leading, and no fruit is evident, then we can clearly say the Spirit not leading.
Yeah.
It's not the Spirit of God. Maybe some other spirit, but not the Spirit of God. So we hope you're going to stay with us all month for this teaching. And we're in verse 2, right?
Yes.
Yes. So in verse 2, he was a devoted man, like we says. His whole soul, they see the example, so they fear God. And he gives alms generously to the people. And he prayed to God always. So we'll stay around there, Pastor Dan. Because a lot of time we jump past the key. We will jump to pray always. Okay? Which we ought to do, pray always. The Bible says we ought to what? Pray always. Pray without ceasing. But notice, pray always didn't come before giving. Yeah, you see that?
Yes.
It says, who gave alms generously to the people, and then we have the and, the conjunction there, and pray to God always. So he gave alms, which he gave what? Money. So let's define that first. That alms is money.
And it's money directly to people who need it.
Yes.
So it's not a financial investment of which he would reap a expected financial dividend.
Yes.
So these aren't, you know, interest-bearing accounts that he's giving into, or he's not giving to get something. Alms were given to people who didn't have anything to give back. So it was generosity. It was giving based off of seeing the need of other people and then making a deposit into there with no expectation for it to be given back to them financially.
Right. And he didn't give grudgingly. And he didn't give sparingly. Because it says he gave all generously. So he has that heart. Where does that heart come from? Sure, it's not coming from him. To do that, you have to have a different kind of heart. He has to have the heart of God. So we can now say this guy has the heart of God. Because he see a need, and he meet that need. So let's say it. Because last month, we talked about there's a certain man traveling down from Jericho. Traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, right? Remember? And he fell among
thieves.
And he was beaten and left to die. And there is the Levite who passed him. The priest passed him. That guy was in need.
Yeah.
And we can't sugarcoat scriptures or just let it fit into our own theology. That guy that was on the roadside was in need. And the Levite, it begged to say, guys, Emily and you, it begged to say, these guys were guys of means. They have something. The Levite have. And the priest have. But they didn't.
They weren't willing. Yeah. They weren't willing.
They weren't willing to give alms. And then it says, the Good Samaritan passed by. And he saw this guy. And he had ministered to his need. He administered to his need from what he got. He has. So I beg to say, when we have something and people in need, we hard to have give to that. But the only way we can give to that, we have to do what? What has to happen there? We have to have the heart of God. You can't do it without the heart of God. That's it.
And he also understood the authority of God. Why? Because he was a man under authority.
Yeah.
He was part of the Italian regiment, so he was a centurion. So that means he had soldiers under him, and he himself had a leader over him that he submitted onto, and he understood how authority works. He understood how discipline works, how commitment works. He understood those things based off of his lifestyle, his employment.
Yeah.
That was his job. He had that position of leadership at work. You know, and a lot of times we are not willing to transfer the skills that we demonstrate every day at work into the church.
Yeah.
We want to say, okay, well, I'm just going to come and sit on a Sunday. But meanwhile, we are a huge resource that could be utilized in the church, in the body of Christ, because of the skill set that we have from each and every day when we show up to work.
Right.
So we can't be grudgingly with our gifts. We have to also utilize our gifts that we use each and every day to serve in the church, to bring forth kingdom expansion.
And this whole teaching is going to be just awesome. Mm-hmm. As we breaking it down to see the great truth in there. When a life is led by the Spirit, fruit grows 100%. And the life that is led by the Spirit is rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. That life has to be rooted in Christ. Mm-hmm. So if our life is rooted in Christ, then that heart of generosity, which is a heart of wisdom also. The heart of generosity is not a heart of foolishness.
Exactly. How many things don't we want to do?
Yeah.
You know, we know we should be doing it, but we don't want to do it. That's because that's the flesh telling us not to do it. We want to leave our jobs sometimes because things get hard. Or maybe our marriage isn't going the way it's supposed to go, so we figured we'll leave that. Or maybe we want to give up on our children or give up on so many things. But when you're led by the Spirit and by the Word, you see what God expects of us.
Oh.
And how we have to conduct ourselves. And we do it because we know that we want to be followers of Christ. And only through him can we do the things we don't want to do.
Yes.
Because we have to let the Spirit lead, not our flesh, because our flesh is going to rebel all the time. But if we let the Spirit lead, then we do what's right. And along that line, when we do what the Spirit tells us to do, we get a joy and a peace knowing that we're doing the right thing in life, and the desires of our heart become alive, because the desire is to do his will, and then we can do it with precision and with joy.
Yes. And so as we close off this Monday, which we'll go into Tuesday and get into the meat of the word, because he gives alms, and just use modern day language, he gives money to those that are in need and then pray.
Mm-hmm.
He prayed. Mm-hmm. And not the other way around. We pray and we don't minister to that need. We expect God somehow to work a miracle without understanding that I am the miracle to that guy.
Exactly.
He's the one saying, so we want to pray, God will work the miracle. Go ahead, Dad. Close it out.
Being the answer to somebody else's prayer. Because when we're praying, we want somebody to come through for us. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.